I just love 2 Samuel 9 verse 1. David said, "Is there yet any who's left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" This is a great theme of the record. When David becomes king, having been abused and absolutely persecuted by Saul and having to fight effectively a rebellion from the house of Saul, who didn't want him to be king, didn't want David to be king, he is absolutely zealous to show as much grace as he can. And he is actually proactive in seeking out his enemies to show grace to them. This is really a pattern to us. Grace, or living the life of grace, is not simply about responding generously to a need that plonks itself right in front of you. There is an element of being proactive in searching out opportunities to show grace. And he says, "Who can I show kindness to?" Now, showing kindness is a phrase used about the fulfillment of the promises. To show kindness is a phrase used several times in the Old Testament, and it always means really to respond to grace or to something done to us. So the fulfillment of God's promises is certainly an experience of grace and of kindness, and we cannot be passive to that. God took the initiative. He searched us out. He was, as the shepherd, going to look for the lost sheep. He searched for us and found us. God, in that sense, is in search of man. And that should immediately provoke in us a desire to be proactive in grace. And so, in chapter 9 of 2 Samuel, you see David showing that grace by whom he has at his table. Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, is lame in both his feet, and the poor guy falls on his face. What a pathetic picture. A man who's lame in both feet falls on his face. And he says, "Behold your servant." And he's fearful, of course, of David, because he is in the family that is against David, and his supporters have been fighting, maybe not with his direct support and blessing, but they have been fighting against David. And he is shown absolute grace. And so he's shown grace because David says, "You shall eat bread at my table continually." Now, to eat food at a table with somebody had huge significance. It was loaded with far more significance in the ancient world than it is today. It meant that you accepted them. This was the scandal of how the Lord Jesus broke his bread, shared his table with tax collectors, sinners, prostitutes. And of course, the Jews came and said, "Well, what a shame, what a shameful way to carry on. And why are you doing this?" And of course, he says, basically, "I'm doing this to lead them to repentance." He's not saying, "Well, they repented, they jumped all the bars I set them, so sure, they can eat with me." He says, "I'm doing this so that they might come to repentance." And Mephibosheth says in verse 8, "Who am I that you should look on such a dead dog as I am?" Well, twice David has called himself a dead dog when he's being hunted by Saul. And so he knows that he has been shown grace, and so he wants to reflect that to others. And when Mephibosheth says, "Who am I?" Well, that is actually the very phrase that David uses to God. When God says, "I want to build you a house," he says, "Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house? You know, your servant." This is Mephibosheth language. What is your servant? Who am I that you should look on such a dead dog as I am? So again and again, you see David reflecting grace. It's not questionable that we are recipients of God's grace. But by its very nature, if you really appreciate that, to the point of saying, "Look, who am I? Who absolutely am I to have received this grace?" You cannot be passive to it. It is not that it is of works, lest any man should boast. It is all of grace. But if you truly believe in that grace, and it is by grace through faith, or by faith through grace, grace is activated, if you like, by believing in it. If you believe in that grace, you cannot be passive. It's not that you must do works. to show your faith. It is rather that if you believe in that grace, well, grace reigns through righteousness, we are told, unto eternal life. That you cannot have that grace and believe in it and yet be passive and not show it to other people. Three times in this chapter, 2 Samuel 9, in verses 7, 11, and 13, it's stressed that these people who were the objects of David's grace were to share his table. And, of course, Mephibosheth was handicapped, and in those days, the policy was that the handicapped were kept out of public view. That is generally the case in a lot of primitive societies, as it was even in the Soviet Union and various other countries, even in the 20th century. The handicapped were to be kept out of public view. But David is censured as millennia ahead of his time. No. The handicapped Mephibosheth was to be in public view at his table. He opened his table to the otherwise hopeless and obscure. And this, of course, is one of the many points in which David is a type of the Lord Jesus. Now, we then are those who are invited to his table by grace. He shows his grace to us by dining with us, just as he did during his ministry. In his life on earth, that is how he behaved, and that is how he behaves in a spiritual sense, directing things from heaven. And of course, we shall by grace sit at table with him in his kingdom. He promises this, and when we break bread, we do so in anticipation of that wonderful time. It is therefore critical that we have a gracious attitude that is manifest in our attitude to those with whom we will fellowship at the Lord's table. We were the lame and the blind, we are the lame and the blind, who were hopeless, just sitting around in the gutters waiting to die, and suddenly this invitation came. Would you like to come and sit at the banquet of the king? Please come. And the folks were urged to come, and I guess the only ones of them who didn't come were those who couldn't believe in grace. And so we are the ones who've said yes, and we are here at the Lord's table, and far be it from us to look at anybody else and point a finger and say, hey, what are you doing here? What's she doing here? No, there's the door. No, you're blind spiritually. You can't come in here. You're lame. You're not walking straight in your life. You can't come in here. Look, that's you and me. We're the lame and the blind, and we sit there awed by grace. And if only you can get that sense of awe at his grace, which Mephibosheth had all these years ago, then you will find the critical spirit, which I fear is rather a tendency of human nature, that is not going to be so strong, because you are awed by his grace.